Well, it was a rollicking day on Wall Street yesterday. Stocks opened lower in New York and kept going lower. By the end of the day, all three indices were down a little more than 1%, all because the ratings firm Standard & Poor's made an announcement. Number one, the good news, we still have here in the United States a AAA credit rating, which is the
best.
Top credit, the best. The bad news is they even had to say that at S&P, and concerns about the seriousness of the U.S. Treasury to actually rein in its borrowing sent a ripple through markets across the world. We're going to take a look at that this morning. But first, we're going to ask David Weiss, who's chief economist at Standard & Poor's in New York. So what have you contributed to the debate here over at S&P, David? And thanks so much for reaffirming our AAA rating. It almost killed us.
Well, let's face it. Number one, the bond market, you'll notice, did not move yesterday when this happened, which is where you'd expect the big impact to be. And I think that's because the people in the bond market already knew what was going on. We've been saying it for a few years now that we're on an unsustainable path.
So this is the category of economic story of S&P basically just acknowledging the elephant in the room. It's an unsustainable path. It's unclear if the U.S. is going to do anything about it. Does that mean you're starting to build in a default into your predictions for the future, David?
We're not talking about default here. We're looking at a downgrade, and that's a little different. After all, we downgraded Japan 20 years ago, and they're down to AA minus at this point, and they're sure not defaulting or showing any signs of it.
All right. So there may not be a default, but there certainly has been an impact. Louise Story, you were on the trading floor of the Royal Bank of Scotland yesterday when all of this went down through the course of the day. Describe what happened. Just take us through a couple of hours.
So actually, David, there was a sell-off. It's just that it reversed by the end of the day. It was kind of interesting.
A sell-off in bonds.
Right. A sell-off in U.S. government bonds, but then also in stocks. And I'll explain what happened. It was interesting. So right when S&P's warning about the U.S. government's rating came out, investors did dump a bunch of long-dated U.S. government debt, okay? Because this kind of warning really crystallizes to the market, yes, we've got problems. The U.S. has to get its fiscal house in order, the budget in order.
Long-dated means 30-year as opposed to 5-year.
They don't expire for a long time. They don't expire for a long time. But then what happened was people started selling off stocks. Investors started selling off stocks because, you know, if the U.S. government cannot get its budget in order, eventually it's going to affect U.S. companies because they'll have to raise taxes on companies and on individuals who will spend less money on goods from those companies. So ultimately, it runs through the stocks in our economy. And so it drove the stock market down. And whenever there's a sell-off in the stock market, people have to put their money somewhere else.
So bonds are
a
refuge.
So then they put it back into bonds just because it's comparatively less risky. So by the end of the day, David, you're right, it was back up. You know, it actually rallied up some. But there was this progressive selling through the day. And the traders on the trading floor there were trying to figure it out. They were calling around to pension fund clients and insurance companies and asking them about their thinking all day.
So Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our part in the New York Times, is sort of on the ground up there in Stamford, Connecticut at the trading floor of the Royal Bank of Scotland looking at these sell-off impacts from the Standard & Poor's decision. And we've got David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, to do a downgrade. All right. So there was no default in Japan, even though there was a downgrade, David Weiss.
Yep.
This is more of a probability. What is the probability? I mean, downgrade is out there. Default is out there somewhere. What is the probability of a default based on this thinking about a possible downgrade, David Weiss of S&P?
Well, extremely low. We do not expect a default by the United States. We don't think one is likely in the foreseeable future, and that would be through certainly the life of the 10-year bond.
One in 100, one in 1,000? What about the probability of a downgrade over the next 3 to 5 years?
Downgrade is more likely. We think that there's historically, when we put a negative outlook on an entity, we expect about a 1 in 3 chance of a downgrade.
1 in 3?
Well, David Weiss, many politicians have come out and said, well, this is Standard & Poor's sending a message to, well, each of them said the other party, were either warning the Republicans or warning the Democrats, right, that they have to get their act in order. Was that part of your motivation, that you're warning politicians that they're dragging their feet?
Well, it'd be nice if they took it that way, but frankly, we're trying to warn the bond market, not the politicians.
Right, and there's not much evidence that Standard & Poor's ratings encourages different behaviors on the parts of governments necessarily.
That's very true.
But is this a question of of they're not being truthful with us in Washington, and so you're downgrading based on what they're saying isn't, you know, is kind of at odds with reality? Or is it more of a commodity kind of thing? There's just too much Treasury debt out there. It's supply and demand. It can't all be worth that much if there's so much of it, David Weiss.
Well, at the moment, things aren't bad. If you look at the U.S. ratio of debt to GDP, it's within the range of AAA companies, countries. But the problem is we're running deficits of 10% of GDP. It's not going to stay there. And 2 years from now at this rate, we're going to be at levels that are not consistent with a AAA rating. So somebody's got to do something. Both sides say they need to do something. There's agreement that something needs to be fixed, but total disagreement on how to fix it. And frankly, we're concerned just total gridlock on actually doing anything about the problem.
Gridlock, that's what we talk about every day here on the program. Louise Story, so what is typically done in a situation like this, excluding Washington for the moment, because they're so strange compared with the rest of the world?
Well, you know, it all depends on how much patience the world investors and have in the U.S. and how much they'll keep buying. You know, when Japan was downgraded in 2002, since then, people kept buying Japan's debt. The fear is if investors do sell off U.S. government bonds because they think our debt is just too bad or the prospects for the country's economy are too bad, then our borrowing cost could go up. And if the borrowing costs go up for us, what that means is every year the government, the interest they pay on their debt will be really high. It's kind of like the interest you pay on your mortgage.
About 10% of the budget right now. It's about 10%
right.
of the budget right
it's
now.
It's a huge amount. And so if investors lose confidence in the U.S., we'll be paying just more and more money for interest, which is money that could go to education or defense or anything. And so you got to get it in order. I have one question for S&P, which is, you know, usually when companies might get downgraded, they talk a lot to the rating agencies. So I would love to know.
Is Geithner calling you up, David Weiss?
Well, we do have conferences with the guys at the Treasury on a fairly regular basis when we do this. So, yeah,
that,
we do talk to them. But you
is
know,
that
they
a
talk
yes?
Did, much.
Did Geithner call you yesterday?
Not to my knowledge. He didn't call me, but I'm sure, you know, somebody from the Treasury was on the phone, I'm sure.
All right, I got a question I know you're not going to answer, David Weiss. Would you buy gold right now? It almost spiked at $1,500 an ounce.
I think gold's in a bubble, frankly. I think it'll come back down.
All right, that's an answer.
Yeah, that is an answer.
David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, advising the bond market on the possibility of a downgrade, a 1 in 3 chance. There's your takeaway, folks. Over the next, did you say 3 years, David Weiss?
Yeah, 2 to 3 years.
Two to three years. Chief economist at Standard & Poor's. And Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. On this program yesterday, Kelly Evans, your colleague over at The Wall Street Journal, said this was a one-day trading effect. We shall see.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.